He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is June the 18th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, home of the San Diego Padres, the hottest team in baseball right now. Go figure. Every dog has his day, is the old saying in the stock market, and I guess it's true in sports also. Well, we've got a pretty good start to the market here this morning. We've got the Dow up 56 points as all eyes head to the Fed tomorrow to see what our friend Mr. Bernanke has to say about tapering, whether or not it will come sooner rather than later, or later rather than sooner. That will be a market-moving event tomorrow, sometime around 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Dow, again, is at 15,236. But if you look at a big chart of the Dow right now, you'll see that sideways formation that has been forming here for about the last 6 weeks. The S&P is up almost 4 right now. It's at 1,642. It's also forming a kind of a big topping sideways formation, undecided. I mean, it could break out and go higher from here, or it could do the rollover. It hasn't done that yet, but we remain vigilant. The NASDAQ is up 12 to 3,464. The euro continues to rise against the dollar as the dollar continues to sink. The euro is at 1.34. The 10-year yield is up today, 2.20. Gold is down $8.90 to $13.74, and oil continues to rise, $97.87. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where this week is a week that will be driven pretty much by commentary from the Fed at their meeting. The Fed Minutes, as they're known, the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee, where they will sit around the table and they will discuss. First, they'll discuss what to order for lunch. Pastrami on rye for him. The Denver guy wants a little barbecue. And then they'll talk about interest rates, whether to leave them alone. I think it's a foregone conclusion that they won't be raising the Fed rate anytime soon, like a quarter of a point or anything like that. They remain at historic lows. So how can they affect interest rates if they're not going to do anything with interest rates? Well, it's this bond buying program, otherwise known as quantitative easing, where they're using your cash. They're using funny money, monopoly money, to buy back our debt. When the Fed goes to raise money at the Treasury auctions to finance our debt, well, we're the ones buying it. Go figure. It's crazy. Now, there's other buyers, too, but the Fed has been a major buyer to the tune of about $90 billion per month. We own a lot of our own debt right now. And our own debt's been going down in value recently. Our investment in our own debt hasn't done very well, but the Fed's balance sheet is there as a bazooka to help move the economy out of the doldrums that it's been in for quite some time. What is the market hoping for? Well, you know, we continue to hope for Goldilocks-like numbers on the economy. Not too hot and not too cold, because if the economy gets too hot, then the Fed's going to pull back. They're going to say, well, the economy doesn't need us anymore. The economy is healthy enough to stand on its own 2 feet. And if the economic numbers continue to come in cold, we had one so far this week, housing starts Didn't quite live up to expectations. We had 914,000 ground broken on new homes versus the 950,000 forecast. So that's too cold. We've had other numbers recently that have come in too hot. I would say that the majority of the economic numbers recently have come in too cold. For that reason, I think that the Fed is probably going to leave their bond buyback program in place. But they're also going to let you know that they're there ready to pull it back at any time because they want to keep the market from getting too hot and certain asset classes from getting too hot. So what is the effect of all of this had on the stock market? It's taken the momentum out of the market. If you take a look at a chart of the market, well, we are back. We're toying with the 20-day moving average once again, which is kind of the momentum line of the market. We had a real hot streak there for several straight weeks where we were well above the 20-day moving average and we were hitting new highs. Another name for that is momentum. We had momentum in the market. And then the Fed spoke. You can see right in the chart where the momentum, where the starch came right out of the shirt of the momentum players of the market, and the market has cooled off. And since then, it's had a hot day and then a cold day and then a hot day and then a cold day. And overall, the trend has been sideways now for one, two, three, four. This is the fifth week of sideways action. And I talked about sideways action in my newsletter last week. Sideways action is not as fun as a hot uptrend, is it? It's a lot tougher. The leadership in the market becomes a lot more narrow. The leading sectors in the market becomes a lot more narrow. Right now, you could pretty much say the only leadership in the market is coming from the healthcare, drug, and biotech area of the market. I really don't see much leadership, especially in technology stocks. I don't see any leadership there. I don't see any real leadership in the building and construction stocks for now. I don't see any leadership in the industrials or the home builders. It's pretty much all kind of focused in that healthcare area. If I were to add one other group right now that's showing promise, where I'm seeing some breakouts right now, it would be the oil and gas sector. Why? Well, oil is closing in again on $100 per barrel. It's at 97.87. We haven't seen that number in quite some time, just in time for the summer driving season. So when you pull into your local station, you'll be paying a lot more to go on that little 3-day weekend jaunt or that trip across America. Somehow they seem to know when to manipulate oil and gasoline prices higher, and that's going on once again. But that's where the leadership is in the market right now. It's become very, very narrow. There's still winners that are emerging in the market, but it's a lot more difficult. You know, I talked about the probabilities and the odds yesterday. When the market is going up, you've got about 80% of the stocks going up. So your odds of picking a winner are much greater. When only 20 or 30% of the market is going up, then your odds are much lower. You have to be much, much, much more selective. And you also have to put a tighter leash on any new purchases. And you got to keep a short leash on any stocks that you currently own that have big gains in them. Previous leaders that led the market have racked up big gains or at or near 52-week highs, and they're starting to roll over, or they're starting to poop out, they're starting to run out of gas. You have to have a shorter leash there during a sideways trending market. Another name for a sideways trending market, a synonym, if you will, would be an undecided market, right? If it's sideways, it's undecided. It's not going up, the bulls are not winning, and it's not going down. The bears are not winning. It's a tug of war, and they're yanking and pulling with all of their might, one against another. Eventually, someone will win out. Although you can stay in a sideways market for quite some time. Just ask Japan. They've been in a sideways market for the last 10 years. They finally got out of it only to go right back down to where they started the whole mess before they started to do their quantitative easing. So we're in an undecided market right now. We could break to the upside and march on to new highs and march on toward that 16,000 level on the Dow, which many think we will do. I do think before the end of the year, we'll make it another assault on that 16,000 level. We could march on in the S&P and head toward that 1,700 level. Or we could roll over and see a good, healthy 10 or 15% summer doldrums correction. I don't have the answer right now. I find the answer instead in individual stocks. When we come back, the name of the show is Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to take a look at some of these best stocks now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, we've had to get a little bit creative here with stocks that pay dividends. We've seen a real shakeup, a real quick, swift shakeup in the dividend paying area of the market. If you go back to November and December of last year, the dividend payers got stomped on because they were worried about where the fiscal cliff talks would end up and what would be the outcome of dividend-paying stocks. And they sold off mightily going into those fiscal cliff discussions. And then, as the fiscal cliff began to clear up, and as the fiscal cliff was resolved, the dividend stocks absolutely blasted off in January, February, March, and April. In fact, they got way ahead of themselves. People were clamoring, were standing in line to get a 4% dividend yield. We saw it in the REITs. We saw it in the utilities. We saw it in the master limited partnerships driving these stocks to giddy heights, to giddy valuations. And then Mr. Bernanke spoke up, and a week later, those things had about a 6 or 7% correction. Now, I mean, it makes it tough. Well, you got a dividend-paying REIT that's been wonderful over the last 10 years, and all of a sudden, it goes through about a 10 or 15% correction. You have to decide what to do. Do you hang on to it for the dividend and for that long-term track record, or do you move on? Well, a lot of those REITs have now They've bottomed out, and they've got their sea legs back again. But it's also pushed people out into other areas seeking dividends. One of the stocks that I currently own in my income portfolio is a food stock. It's B&G Foods. The symbol is BGS. They're headquartered in Parsippany, New York. They pay a nice dividend yield of 3.7%. So I've had to get a little bit creative in seeking dividends because I like dividends, but I also like stock price appreciation along with those dividends. B&G Foods is an interesting sort of company. They have a lot of brands that if you go to the supermarket, you probably would recognize some of the brands in the B&G family. Accent. Boy, I haven't used Accent. I remember Accent. Isn't that monosodium glutamate that brings out the flavor? MSG. They own Baker's Joy, which I believe it's coconut and stuff like that for you cookie makers. BMN Baked Beans. How about Cream of Wheat? I see on their website here, they now have Cinnabon cream of wheat. That sounds good. Crock-Pot Seasonings is another one of their brands. How about Emeralds? You ever buy any of those Emeralds seasonings? Kick it up a notch. How about Grandma's Molasses? Yeah, that's that horse I bet on at the racetrack the other day. Ran like Grandma's Molasses. Clean Guard. Yeah, that protects your couch, things like this. Joan of Arc, Las Palmas. We have a lot of Las Palmas out here. Enchilada sauce. I buy the Las Palmas enchilada sauce to make those enchiladas. And, you know, I think they make a good salsa. Molly McButter. I don't know that we have that out here on the West Coast. Mrs. Dash. I've certainly seen Mrs. Dash. I'm not a fan. I think it's for all of you salt-free people, Mrs. Dash. New York style, another brand, Old London. How about Ortega? Oh, we have a lot of Ortega out here in California. Ortega chilies, Ortega salsa, Ortega taco seasoning, stuff like this. Regina, I certainly recognize that bottle. Wine vinegar, red wine vinegar. Put a little bit of that on your salad. Spice it up a little. Static Guard, Sugar Twin, Trappies, Underwood. Does anybody eat deviled ham anymore? I remember my dad used to eat deviled ham sandwiches. It never looked real appetizing to me. I don't think my mom could have pawned off a deviled ham sandwich on me. Now, we know the brands that the company produces. What about the results? I'm a shareholder. Yes, I shop in the supermarket, and yes, I buy these little condiments and seasonings from time to time, but as a shareholder, how have they done for us poor folk? Well, over the last 5 years, B&G Foods has delivered 36.2% per year, while the market's delivered 4%. They've done a real good job of rewarding shareholders. And they continue to make acquisitions. They continue to add this little stable of brands to their portfolio. In fact, I see recently they added Pirate Brands, which includes Pirate's Booty. I think that's like a popcorn type of snack. Take some to the ball game with you, little Pirate's Booty. Over the last 3 years, B&G Foods has delivered 49.5% per year to investors. The market's only delivered 13.7. This thing's clobbering the market, and it's been a nice little 3.7% dividend yield. Over the last 12 months, BGS is up 31%. The market's up 22%. Hey, that's some growth. That's some capital appreciation along with those dividends and along with that Ortega taco sauce. You know, hey, good things come in small packages. You know, you're not going to see this stock in most income portfolios. Sometimes we have to get creative here at Gunderson Capital Management to find good dividend payers that are not within the radar screen of the big Fidelities of the world, etc. We have to find the best stocks now. And how did I find BGS? I found it through my app. This is the statistics I'm giving you right now. They come from my app. All right, so the performance has been pretty doggone good, B+. How about the valuation of the shares? Well, the shares have been red hot lately, hotter than the Trappies pepper sauce. Trappies, let's see, Trappies are those little, are those little Chicago peppers that you put, sport peppers that you put on a Chicago dog with a poppy seed bun? Maybe Trappies. I've seen Trappies on certain restaurants in their little condiment tray. We have right now BGS Foods is trading at 18 times forward earnings. A lot of the value has gone from this stock. Man, this stock has been red hot lately. It's helped. I have a big position in this stock here at Gunderson Capital Management. But I can still justify a higher price from here because I have to add in a 3.7% dividend yield right now. When I take the earnings estimates that are out there on the street today, and when I grow them by the 14 or 15% that they're expected to grow by over the next 5 years, and when I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for the stock, I see a stock that still has 75% upside potential over the next 5 years. Out of 3,403 stocks, this little company, with brands like Sugar Twin, Cream of Wheat, Joan of Arc, Accent, Emeralds, Trappies, comes in at number 162. That's pretty good. A-minus grade. And it's one I own in my income and growth portfolio. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor. Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we've covered a little bit of ground here in the first part of the show, talking about how to deal with a sideways trend, which may not be in place for very long, to be honest. I mean, if Bernanke were to say, we're not going to taper anytime soon, you see the market take off with glee. But conversely, they said, you know what, this thing's heating up too fast. We need to start tapering now. You're going to see a market crawl back into its hole and cringe. It's been in a sideways trend for now about 6 or 7 weeks. Another name for a sideways trend is an undecided trend. But within that sideways trend, there's all kinds of stocks breaking out right now. The leadership is narrow in the market. I gave you a big hint in the first part of the show. The leadership remains in consumer, medical, healthcare, and oil stocks, starting to really heat up here. I was just looking at a bunch of the stocks that I own and that I follow and that I've written articles about recently. Man, they're blasting off here this morning. I wrote down 12 stocks as possible stocks to talk about here. I just went through those 12 charts during the break. 10 of them are breaking out today. You must be listening to the right show if 10 stocks are breaking out in the market today to all-time highs when the market's just kind of been in the doldrums recently. To be a best stock now, you have to have performance, which we just went through on a dividend payer, a 3.7% dividend payer, where you get a little dividend yield along with your hot sauce and your taco shells. Hey, we can't argue with that. Give me some taco sauce. Give me a little bit of Trappist peppers and a dividend yield, too, on top of that. Oh, yeah. What more could a guy want or a gal want? Let's take a look at an oil stock now. You know, we just started broadcasting in Texas, KVIE, I want to say, in Dallas. And we're heard there every morning now. Happy to be on that station. You've got a lot of good companies down there in Texas. We talk about Texas companies all the time. Here's one that's breaking out right now, and it's a large cap stock. Now, if you went to your big Wall Street firm and said, what do you like in the energy patch right now? They're going to say Chevron, Exxon, Mobil, British Petroleum, BP. We like, our analyst likes BP right now. You know what? Listen, how about just a little bit under the surface, you know, companies that someday might be Exxon Mobils, that might be BP someday. These stocks, in my opinion, are kind of past their prime. They're no longer the growth engines that they once were. You got anything a little more exciting, a little more Tabasco sauce, with a little bit more Mrs. Dash on it than that? Well, I like Pioneer Natural Resources, a $21.1 billion large cap company headquartered in Irving, Texas. They're engaged in the exploration and production of oil and gas in the United States. And what's been happening to gas and oil prices recently? They've been rising. In fact, they're moving towards $100 per barrel once again, like I said, just in time for the summer driving season. Now, in my portfolios that I manage, I have one that's got a little more hot sauce than the rest of them. It's the aggressive growth portfolio, wherein I focus on small and mid-cap stocks, the best that I can find. But I also have a conservative growth portfolio because there's a lot of folks out there that are just conservative by nature. They don't take chances. They don't like to take chances. They wear conservative clothes. They drive a Buick with all the airbags in place. They drive in the number one or number two lanes. The Buick is probably like a nice neutral color, you know, nothing too flashy. Hey, to each his own. Wingtip shoes, this kind of thing. They like conservative stocks. They don't like taking a lot of risk. Go for those folks, and that's one of my jobs, is to size people up when I talk with them over the phone or meet with them in person. What kind of risk profile can you tolerate? What kind of risk profile are you comfortable with? Don't want you missing any sleep at night. One of the conservative stocks that I like right now, conservative growth stocks, is Pioneer Natural Resources. It's a $21 billion market cap company that has delivered the goods over the years to investors. In fact, it's run circles around the Mobils and the BPs and the Chevrons of the world. Royal Dutch, PXD, Pioneer Natural Resources, has delivered almost 20% per year over the last 10 years. It's one of the top performing oil and gas exploration companies. Over the last 5 years, it's been just clipping along nicely at about 14% per year, while the market's only been 3.9. Over the last 3 years, PXD has delivered 28% per year, which is double the returns of the market. That's some serious alpha. You know, PXD 10 years ago was not a large cap stock. It was probably a small mid-cap company, but when you're growing by 20% per year, your stock price, that means you're doubling in size every 3.5 years, right? And that's what PXD, so over the last decade, they've doubled a couple times in size to their current market capitalization of $21 billion. They've made a lot of money for their shareholders. They've made a lot of money for their insiders, their CEO, their directors, their board. Anybody who owns stock in the company has done very, very well. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up 70%. The market's only up 22%. This stock gets a performance grade when I compare it against all the other stocks in my database, which right now there's 3,403 of them. It gets a performance grade of B+. It gets a momentum grade of A. Yeah, there's something cooking down there in Irving. Now we take a look at the valuation, because the stock does pass the performance test, which is test number one here at Gunderson Capital Management. We don't want dull, mundane, mediocre. Those are words. Check them at the door. Don't bring them in to the offices here at Gunderson Capital Management. We want exceptional. We want superior. We want top of class performance numbers. But at the same time, we're persnickety over here about how much we have to pay for stocks. I consider myself a value investor, but I'm a very much hybrid value investor. The average value investor would hold their nose when I start talking about the word performance. They would leave the room. Performance and value, they don't mix. That's like oil and water. They just don't get along with one another. Well, I think that they should. I think that performance and value make for a very nice combination. Let's take a look at the valuation of Pioneer Natural Resources. When I take the earnings estimates next year of $6.10 per share, man, that's a lot of profit. Facebook would die to have profit like that. They don't. And that's why I don't own Facebook. That's why I don't ever see myself owning Facebook. Plus, Facebook has lousy performance. It's been a disaster. Guy doesn't know how to run a publicly traded company. He knows how to make a lot of money for himself and get movies written about him. And it's a wonderful product. I mean, it's changed the world, I suppose, in many ways. But is it a good investment for the poor guy like me? The poor investor out here trying to make money in stocks? No, it's been a terrible investment. PXD's been an excellent investment. If I take the current estimates, grow them by about 17% per year, this is where the consensus analyst estimate is right now, I get a $282 target price 5 years from now. That compares to a current price of $154. The stock has 85%, in my book, 85% upside potential over the next years. That gives it a valuation grade of B+. When you combine the valuation grade with the performance grade and you compare it against all the other stocks in the market, Pioneer comes in at number 82 out of 3,400. It's an A- rated stock. How about the stock chart? You look it up yourself. I'm not going to tell you. You look it up for yourself. PXD. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, She pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. But we've covered a lot of ground here. This hour always goes fast, and today no exception. I mentioned yesterday that I added four brand new stocks to my aggressive growth portfolios. Boy, are they flying. Woo! Look at this. Crazy. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com. How hard is that? I mean, we send out 4 weeks of the full newsletter for free. 4 weeks, not a sample issue from 3 months ago. 4 weeks of the live newsletter that I put my heart and soul into every single weekend. Here at Gunderson Capital Management, every single Friday, that is, at Gunderson Capital Management. Again, pwstreet.com. I just want to mention one that I wrote about recently. I wrote an article on it. And you know what? It's funny. When you write about a big stock, if I write about Apple, which I haven't lately, not since I doubled my money in it and got out of it, but when you write about a big stock, you get page views like you can't believe. Coming out of the woodwork to read that article. When you write about a hot little small cap that nobody's hardly ever heard about, you get like 87 page views and you say, why did I even write the article? Well, you know what? I don't really care. I'll add it to my quiver of big winners that I have found in the market and brought to the public's attention. The stocks that you never hear about. You will never hear about them in Barron's or the Wall Street Journal or CNBC or the Fox Business Channel or Bloomberg. Maybe. Once in a great while, but for the most part, nope. I recently wrote an article. If you can Google it, read the article on Team Health Holdings. I knew it. You're saying, what? I never heard of Team Health Holdings. TMH. Go team. It is a $2.9 billion company out of Knoxville, Tennessee. What do? They provide healthcare staffing. We're getting beefed up. We're going to have to staff up to handle those 30 million new customers hitting the healthcare rolls come January 1st through Obamacare. Team Health Holdings is one of those stocks. I went through the numbers. You read the article. The evidence is there. There's no guarantees that it will be a big, huge winner and continue to go up. But when you place the following probabilities on your side, it increases your chances tremendously, is my opinion. Performance. The stock has got the performance numbers. Number two, valuation. I made a valuation argument. How do I value stocks? It's in the article. Just Google Bill Gunderson, Team Health Holdings. I don't remember where that article ended up, whether it was on thestreet.com or MarketWatch or Seeking Alpha. Those are the three big ones. And then a lot of times my articles end up on Yahoo Finance or MSN Money. Sometimes they take on a little life of their own. Team Health Holdings had the performance numbers. It had the valuation numbers. And I'm not even going to tell you what the chart looks like. I'm going to make you look it up yourself. Just go to Yahoo or MSN and pull up a one-year chart of TMH. And you tell me what that chart is doing. It's been a very good stock to own here for us at Gunderson Capital Management in the aggressive growth portfolios. And like I say, I found four more just like it that possess those same attributes, and I added them to the newsletter last week, the newsletter that went out this last Saturday. You can get the newsletter by going to my website. We send them out a couple times a day, process anybody who's asked, and we send them out. The website, again, is pwstreet.com. All right, I want to bring in Craig Brock. This is a big week. The last word we got from the Fed was the word taper. But what we didn't get from the Fed was any kind of a schedule, any kind of a timeline, any kind of a specific plan, and I think that's probably what everybody's listening for this week. We're seeing the market go up, stocks go up this week, Craig Brock, mortgage expert, San Diego, and we're seeing interest rates also go up a little bit here. We've drifted back up to 2.20. What's this telling us? What is the market expecting the Fed to do?
Now, bond investors are very nervous here, Bill. We're seeing a scenario. It really started yesterday afternoon. There was an article in the Financial Times that hit, which was negative for bonds. So we started to see the MBS market sell off a bit. Mortgage-backed securities lost some steam. We've seen the yield spike up a bit. We're certainly nervous about this. That's why we're locking down a bunch of loans. This could go either way tomorrow. The expectation is that Bernanke certainly won't shock the markets. Perhaps he'll lay out a blueprint for his departure that will happen next year. Certainly he has some big shoes to fill. Investors are looking for whatever they can gaps out of this meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, it would be interesting. And he's not going to Wyoming this year to the big powwow that they do every year at Jackson Hole, which is signaling that he's probably not going to sign on for another term. He probably feels like a guy that's come in and done his job at this time in history. You know, look, I think he's done a pretty good job. He's probably kept us from... He probably kept us from going into a real deep, probably going from a recession to a depression. What the results will be over the long haul, whether someday we'll have roaring inflation or who knows. That his book remains open. The last chapter of his book has not been written. But I think the market wants kind of a Goldilocks scenario where it's not too hot and it's not too cold. And that seems to be what they're kind of building into the market here. What about the housing starts? A little bit less than expected.
Yeah, it's 914,000. We didn't hit a million, but this is still a great number. This is a multi-year high, and it's helping companies like Restoration Hardware, and it's helping our business partner, Ocwen. And we're just writing these HARP loans like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the housing starts a year over year up 29%, so that puts it in perspective. All right, where do we get in touch with Craig Brock before the big Fed announcement?
We'll be watching it. It's craigbrockmortgage.com or anytime at 855-900-3279 to lock it in.
All right, and I'm pwstreet.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.